It's time to relax for 5 minutes and enjoy some good stuff. Plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up Friday, April 19th at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. They concentrate on the basics, and they have many bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee.
Ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. You can find them online as well, tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News.
Make sure you get this on your calendar and start making arrangements because the clock is ticking. April 25th through 28th, it's the Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska. Oh, we know it used to be in October, but it's not anymore. That's right, April 25th through the 28th. Same great event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
And a reminder, we want to invite you to the Montana Maternal Bull Sale. It's a live bull sale, open 8 genetics, April 12th. That's coming up in just a couple of days at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls. The sale emphasizes the maternal side of genetics. That's open 8 genetics live sale, Baker, Montana, April 12th, starts at 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
Now, folks, here's something shared by Jackie Yackley of Oneida, South Dakota. One of my favorite speeches comes from Robert Duvall in Secondhand Lions. Sometimes the things that may or may not be true are the things that a man needs to believe in the most. That people are basically good. That honor, courage, and virtues mean everything. That power and money, money and power mean nothing. That good always triumphs over evil. And I want you to remember this. That love, true love, never dies. Doesn't matter if any of this is true or not. You see, a man should be believing these things because these are the things worth believing in. And that's, of course, from famous speech by Robert Duvall in Secondhand Lions.
Oneida, that's your home stomping grounds,
that
isn't it?
That is, indeed.
How about something about Girl Scout cookies? Have we had our fill of Girl Scout cookies
never.
Yet?
Never.
By Marin David. And the doorbell rings, and standing there with Mom right behind with an innocent air is a little girl, cute as she could be. "Hello, mister. Will you buy some cookies from me?" Not exactly a hard sell. It's more of a plea, so she can take an order for her leader to see. "I don't really need them. I'm quite heavy enough. But hey, what the heck? Saying no would be tough." She's both grateful and shy and is very polite. Just the kind of kid we think is all right. If buying some boxes will keep her this way, we've done our good deed for the next couple of days. They're now at the malls and the parents at work. Post-order forms on the boards where the fellow workers lurk. Although it's expanded past door to door, it remains a nice thing to buy yet a few more. Mary David, the author on that, and some Girl Scout cookies.
And I certainly agree with that philosophy. I don't think you ever have too many. All right, Mike, now I've got something that's been shared by Bill Carson, a 5-year-old's first job. This is a truly heartwarming story about a bond formed between a 5-year-old girl and some construction workers, and I think you'll enjoy it. A young family moved into a house next to a vacant lot. One day, a construction crew turned up to start building a house on the empty lot. The young family's 5-year-old daughter naturally took an interest in all the activity going on next door and spent much of each day observing the workers. Eventually, the construction crew, all of them gems in the rough, more or less, adopted her as a kind of project mascot. They chatted with her, let her sit with them while they had coffee and lunch breaks, and gave her little jobs to do here and there to help her feel important. At the end of the first week, they even presented her with a pay envelope containing $10. The little girl took this home to her mother, who suggested that she take her $10 pay she'd received to the bank the next day to start a savings account. When the girl and her mom got to the bank, the teller was equally impressed and asked the little girl how she had come by her own paycheck at such a young age. The little girl proudly replied, "I worked last week with a real construction crew building the new house next door to us." "Oh my goodness gracious," said the teller, "and will you be working on the house again this week too?" The little girl replied, "I will if those idiots at the hardware store ever deliver the damn sheetrock."
All right, folks, you've been listening to the good stuff.